Little adventures go a long way. Just because we have things called schools does not mean that they teach the way a school should. It is probably not even possible to be actually taught. All of our knowledge consists of things that we learn ourselves. Learning is an inside-out process, not an outside-in, as teachers seem to believe. Reading, writing, arithmetic, and what should be painting, composing, and programming does benefit from a teacher or someone who's familiar with it, but these subjects are toolkits. Calculus, functional reactive programming, my favorite, physics, astrophysics, chemistry, biology are different from toolkits. These need the kindling of a flame from within, and they can only be truly entered once the student's curiosity calls to them. Forcing kids to memorize that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and then having them pass tests with it is not education, not at all. It's fraud. It's fraud that carries incredible consequences. It is also fraudulent to have art students turn in ugly, misshapen crap and grading that as passable, or even giving people who put effort in their crap an A. As with temporary memorization for the purpose of passing tests, the students know what they are turning in the art class. They know. A really nice art teacher, and they are always really nice, right? Whispered to me, "How is he doing this?" after a boy turned in a work of art. It was superior to most other works from that school, but he wanted people to believe that it was because he was special. In fact, he likely used somebody else's photo, so his traced work of art wasn't really his own. He did find a source image with charcoal darks and white chalk highlights, so he got that part really, really right. It was the perfect image to pick. I told the teacher that he probably just used a projector. But she wouldn't let me finish. She just nodded and faded away. The projector is what masters use. It's the camera obscura. But she wouldn't listen about it. She saw it as trash art. She was mad with uneducation. After all those years of grading and teaching crap, she tricked herself into thinking that she was an actual art teacher. And she was the opposite. This wonderful person was an artist destroyer. Oh, yes. Her class was really nice. It was easy, awesome, always relaxed, but also a disaster. I had to figure out how to use watercolors on my own. And you know what? I never had the time to test it out. For a decade, I have been dying to sit down over some watercolor paper with really, really dark tea so I can test out the watercolor process. I never got a chance. Never. Oh yeah, and there was a suspicious event where she led everyone to the school store next door to buy paint only from that store. And this was during the lecture. The colors were significant. They were the classical colors, but she did not emphasize what they were traditionally used for, what the formulas were for flesh tones, what the various do's and don'ts were. There was so much to say. There was so much potential. We were so powerful, armed with the classical colors. Nothing, nothing came from it. The whole time she talked, I kept looking at the projector above her head. We could take photos of each other, project them, study their colors, apply some filters to break the images apart and see where everything was. We could even take manipulated images to a photo printing pharmacy so that we would have shadow, highlight, midtone, and color reference in our hands as we finished our favorite portraits. It would have cost less than a dollar to print out 3 reference photos. And instead, we all turned in equally crappy crap, still believing that this class was good for something. But actually, we simply get tricked. We get tricked by a wonderful and smiley person who left no evidence of fraud, no evidence of lies, no evidence of failure to teach. She left literally nothing, zero, nothing. We turned in crap, got good grades, and overall spent several $100 for the class that was nothing. All the students walking out of that class with the ability to paint perfectly proportional and colored portraits because we used the projector above her empty head would be monumental to our growth. It would have changed our lives. If this wonderful, wonderful teacher just shut up and let us use the projector, we could all learn to set up tiny little businesses where we hand paint pet portraits. We would all be hooked on art. Our lives permanently inspired, altered for the better. Instead, when I told her the boy used a projector, she saw that as a negative. This teacher held up freehand photorealism as accomplishment. She was so misinformed that she thought someone sitting down to paint freehand, whatever they were looking at, was the height of being an artist. I saw a man learning to paint photorealism freehand. I saw how he was memorizing, redrawing the same scene over and over and over. He was getting a kick out of it. He was pausing from time to time, murmuring to himself, "I made a mistake. That's another mistake. No, that's another mistake." He loved it. Freehand realism may just be an expression of genius for him, but not for us, not for the students. It is not a good idea. It is a way to keep us participating in class, a way to make us feel inferior, permanently so, so that we sit there waiting for the moment where it all adds up together and we finally get it. I dropped out the day I made the f***ing dean's list. Not a single one of those expensive lectures changed my life. That, by the way, is how you define real education. Real education profoundly alters lives for the better. When I learn on my own, That's exactly what I get each and every damn time. And learning on my own is exactly what little adventures are. You are not a bird to be fed by some regurgitating teacher. You are royalty. You are a human. A human must rise. Rising is what we are for. Grow and grow all the way up until you become a great being and begin changing other people's lives for the better. Please, please examine life so that you are not caged or warped or tricked, so that you know yourself. So that not until it comes to die, you realize that you have never actually lived.